on a kind of balcony overlooking the Dale Goodness here at the IFA. And I'm sat with Ingrid Vandervelt. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Christian, the third, fourth, and fifth?
We are just shocked at every person that comes up seems to be called Christian. I think they're just copying a good thing.
Yeah, I think you're copying them. All the cool people seem to be named Christian, so I think you ran back to your hotel last night, created business cards, and you were like, yes, I am now Christian.
We had an interview earlier on the sofa, on video. Benny Crime was doing his thing, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, but I actually think the interview that was even more fun was the one that I did of you impromptu, because I learned all this awesome stuff about social media and how I can be more effective, and I'm going to take it back to my team. And I really do appreciate it. It was awesome.
No problem. Thank you very much. You're already multi facets to what you do, whether it be skydiving, whether it be racing motorbikes, whether it be leading groups of entrepreneurial women around the world, whether it be working here with Dell under this particular hat. It's quite tiring.
Just a one-woman machine. I mean, that's it, right? But nope. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, because you're the same. You're just a dude doing it. You ride bikes too. You jump out of planes. You're killing me on social media. Yeah, you got me hands down, for sure.
Different focuses. One thing I slack in more than anything else, business. I'm really bad at business. Might not look it, because today I'm in a shirt.
A nice shirt. A very nice shirt.
T-shirt yesterday.
It's expensive. Yes. Well, I can help you with that. You can help me on the social media front. I can help you on the business front. No problem. I know how to make money out of things, for sure.
What's important? I mean, does a business mind have to be a hardcore mind, or can you be compassionate as well?
Oh, well, I mean, you're talking to somebody who I literally grew up thinking I'd be a missionary. So I am definitely a person in service, and I just do everything from that place. And I was trained as an architect, so I'm very, very creative. And thanks to my mom and dad, I happen to have a wicked mind for math and money. So it all goes together.
So when did you first start getting pocket money?
I can't remember, because the minute that I have memories of things, I was already out there, you know, setting up the lemonade stands, going door to door. I love making money. My parents told me, I mean, I remember I was probably 4 or 5, and my parents told me I wanted to go to the local fair when I was a kid. And my mom said, well, if you make some money, we'll take you. And I said, well, what do you mean make some money? She said, just make some money. I said, literally, if I, like, draw pictures of money, if I, like, make money, I can go. I don't know if she was kidding me or what, but all I remember was the answer was yes, because I literally spent the next night, that night, I mean, I was drawing pictures of money, and I was cutting it out. I had piles of cash. It was all fake cash, but I gave it to my parents. I was like, here's the money, let's go to the fair. And it worked.
Ingrid Vandervelt, you heard it right here. She started her business to career in counterfeiting. That's amazing. We've got a scoop.
I never thought about it that way. That's awesome.
Well, that's definitely...
4-year-old counterfeiter.
Oh, amazing. Wow, that was your parent. They are smart people. You couldn't go to prison for that. Yet they got a big pile of cash.
They're like, yeah, it was created by a 4-year-old. What's wrong with that?
What kind of people have you met on your travels? Because I Googled your name. There's some weird and wonderful photos there. One minute you're falling through the sky. Next minute you're on a Ducati. Then you've got your arm around Richard Branson. What was going on there?
Yeah.
You like jumpers and hairy people?
Yeah. He's an awesome, awesome entrepreneur. I mean, I think it's just one of those things. I love being around people who are doing big things in the world. I want to do business with them. I want to help them be better in their business. And I want them to help me in mine. And, you know, you just surround yourself with really great people. And so I've been very, very fortunate to work with, some pretty extraordinary people around the world. And you mentioned skydiving, so I married a professional skydiver, so that doesn't, you know, I mean, I was going to say that doesn't help. That helps a lot, is what I meant to say. He's always introducing me to really fun people, too, so it's fun.
I think that was a short courtship. Like, hi, what do you do? I'm a professional skydiver.
I'll take you.
There's people listening to this now reprinting their business cards.
I am a pro skydiver. Well, it was, actually. We got married 9 months after we met. But you know, one of my talks, so I've given a TED talk, and it's Making the Impossible Possible. And part of that talk is all around, you know, for women, you know, we managed to create babies in 9 months, although I don't have any of my own. But what's interesting is if I look at the biggest deals I've ever had in my life, they all happen 9 months after I've envisioned them, almost to the day. Even my marriage, 9 months. Yep, biggest deals.
So wow, I think, the gestation period is organic within all of those things.
I think so, yeah. At least for me it is. There's something to that.
Definitely. I'm hoping that this conversation we've just captured will upload in faster than 9 months.
Me too. But maybe in 9 months we'll have billions of people listening to it.
You overestimate my networks, I think.
No, I'm positive thinking.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. If imagine it's your birthday next week and somebody gave you a little box. What would you want to be in it more than anything else in the world?
In the box. I'm kind of laughing. I'm like,
because the first idea you now probably won't share. What was it? What was in the box?
No, actually, well, honestly, I was like, I would love for there to be a pile of cash in there that I, but the reason though, because I told you earlier, I'm building this school for girls down in Haiti.
Yeah.
And I work as hard as I do because I need to make a lot of money so I can buy all these girls computers. And so, you know, that's what I need.
Okay.
So that's really what I want.
Cash for computers for girls to get an education in Haiti.
Exactly.
You're still missionary at heart.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't think so. I know. So that's, I'm a missionary, a capitalist missionary, or a missionary capitalist. I have to figure out which one should go first. I think it's a missionary capitalist.
Can't you be a missionalist?
Kind of like Brangelina, a missionalist.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, and have a great flight back.
Thank you very much, Christian. It was fun.